نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. As you are aware, we are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the Quran, its revolutionary nature, and its being the guarantor for the continuity of Islam and the revolutionary spirit of Islam. We talked about the fact that the Quran, because it has this important role in the society, it is not only a book that can be understood generally, but it is also a book that can be pondered upon. So a human being has been given the ability and the permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by having some basic understanding of Arabic and basic understanding of the teachings of Islam, to be able to understand, personalize certain verses of the Quran in his own life, to take lesson and extract certain meanings that are pertaining to his life, that can help him in his life. This is something that has been permissible in Islam. Yes, if a person doesn't know Arabic or doesn't know at all the translation and wants to just, you stick a meaning on the verses of the Quran, or doesn't have proper understanding of Islam and yet is trying to, just extract some meanings and understandings, that would be wrong. But if a person has general awareness of Islam, the general teachings that are necessary, and together with that he is understanding Arabic, then of course that person is ready to extract certain deeper understandings from the Quran.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say that the person is ready to take a person when he does tadabbur, or according to the verses of the Quran, when he's pondering on those verses, he's able to understand some deeper meanings. Does that mean that that person is now, free and needless from the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? That's absolutely untrue. And we mentioned this several times. In fact, many of the verses, of course, some of the verses cannot be understood at all without the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, which include, of course, the ambiguous verses. While those verses that are clear and not ambiguous also, they need details. They have some details sometimes. Sometimes some words need deeper explanation. And sometimes some of the statements have a hidden deeper meaning a hidden meaning that can be taught by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Therefore, a person is never needless. And in fact, as we mentioned previously, those statements of the Ahlul Bayt prepare the grounds for a person to be able to ponder in a deeper way. So what we are trying to say here is that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam are two entities that are equals to one another. They are two, they are thiqal. They are the thiqal, the two heavy things that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind. Inni tarikum fikum uthaqalain. Two heavy things. You see, two weighty things. Both of them are important. Both of them are needed. Both of them are playing a role. Just like you can ponder on the life of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam and take lessons from their lives, you can ponder upon the verses of the Quran and take lessons from. But both of them are mutually in need of one another for deeper understanding, for deeper awareness, for greater depth in interaction with their statements, and for clarifying certain aspects that are a bit hidden and in a state of confusion. So this, inshallah, by now has become clear with all the explanations that have been given till now.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming to the statements of Nahjul Balagha again, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon, the sermon number one, says, وَخَلَّفَ فِيكُمْ مَا خَلَّفَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ فِي أُمَمِهَا. That means the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, left behind what the other prophets of God also left behind for their people. إِذْ لَمْ يَتْرُكُوهُمْ هَمَلًا. Because those prophets never left their people in a state of confusion and without guidance. بِغَيْرِ طَرِيقٍ وَاضِحٍ, without a clear path, وَلَا عَلَمٍ قَائِمٍ, without a clear and a very standing, you know, flag to be able to see what they need to see and to be able to see their direction. And then he goes on to say, كِتَابَ رَبِّكُمْ, what is this flag, what is this path, clear one? It is the book of God, the book of your Lord, which is there with you, yet he has left behind you, which includes, which he has left behind for you, which includes the pillars of the Islamic ideology, the most important topics that are necessary, the most general principles that are necessary for guidance, and the general trend and the way of, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all there in the Quran. And then he goes on to say, مُبَيِّنًا حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَامَهُ. In this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained what is halal and what is haram, what is permissible and what is not permissible. He has explained that. These are the rulings of Islam that are there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, for example, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, that good things have been permissible for you. Good things that look beautiful things, all these have been permissible for you, they have been permitted by Allah for you. And for example, for haram things or impermissible things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden for you the bad or ugly or, bad things. So these are other aspects of halal and haram that are there in the Quran. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear in the Quran, that there are certain aspects of the law of God, the permissible things, the impermissible things have been mentioned in the Quran. And of course, other aspects have been mentioned in the Sunnah and the statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah give us the tawfiq to be able to keep the Quran always in front of us and follow its path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه